Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Fire Night.
Interface complete.
Picture people, and yeah, because we live, you know what I'm saying? Guess what today is? And really, I've been trying to plan on this because I wanted to do a big day on it, but couldn't, you know what I'm saying? So, it just so happens that I looked up and bam, I got the perfect number 10,007 profile views as of today, Wednesday. July 28th, 2010, it is going down major. One thing I teach about life, you know what I'm saying, is motivation and goals, people. You got to have motivation and you got to have goals. Or you just a dead duck walking around this mofo flipper, waiting to drown. And so, you know what I'm saying, I set this goal after I had reached my first goal of 10,000 listeners to this show, you know what I'm saying. I've been on this network, on the Blog Talk Radio Network, a.k.a. the Wrecking the Game Radio Network, since February, you know what I'm saying, 2009, February 25th to be exact, 2009, and since then I've reached over 10,000 listeners, and I mean from around the world, and I mean the world, you know, countries as far as everywhere, you know what I'm saying, China, Korea, Romania, Netherlands, Singapore, Australia. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everywhere in between. I've had people call into the show, stop by, you know what I'm saying, show love. It's been a beautiful, wonderful experience, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that this is the end, but this is just what goal number one has been reached, you know what I'm saying? The next part is going to be at 20,000, you know what I'm saying, profile views. And you got to have, you know, something to motivate you through life, you know what I'm saying, to keep you looking forward to doing things each and every day. So the show, you know, regardless, you know what I'm saying, if I miss a couple of days or not, you know what I'm saying, you see by the strong support base that I'm still able to reach 10,000 profile views. And then, you know, a lot of hosts that have been on this network, you know what I'm saying, longer than me, haven't reached that many views, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I first thank the Lord, you know what I'm saying, for blessing me to be up on these airways each and every time. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record this for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. We're going to be recording today live, via live stream. I'm going to do the show. You know what I'm saying? Via live stream, let y'all know what time it is. Probably not via live stream, though, because I got to do too many things for that shit. But, yeah, I will record this, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we're getting in, man. We definitely getting in, you know what I'm saying? So, with my little party music. I have some party music, you know what I'm saying, celebration and all that kind of shit. And because that's what time it is, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play a couple of little, you know, party cuts, you know what I'm saying? Because this is, you know what I'm saying, the 10,000 profile views Wednesday. And it's going down so big, man. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't do it without the listeners. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't do it without my BTR friends, you know what I'm saying? All 200 plus of them. So I thank you all, you know what I'm saying, from the top, bottom, middle, side of my heart, you know what I'm saying, all the way around. You know, thank you very much. And I continue to, you know, do what I got to do to make this show super hype, you know what I'm saying, super fun, man. So when you come on here, you don't get that same run-of-the-mill, you
he's
know.
He's got shit for brains.
Type of, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. So, I'm going to go ahead and get into this first cut. You know what I'm saying? It's that old school, you know what I'm saying, cool in the game joint, you know what I'm saying? Because it's time to do a little celebration up in here, y'all. So, you know, strap your party hats on, pull the horns out, whatever you might have, party favors. I'm going to go get me a little cup of gin, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling nobody else, do. And, yeah, because it's time to celebrate.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.
Cooling the game right there. That's the old school funk. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big right here live on the Starship Smeller Prize. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, since the year and a half, man, I done picked up co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? New co-hosts. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything has just been it's been spectacular. We still overseas people. You know what I'm saying? It still is a very international show. And, yeah, we've been doing a real big.
Leave me aboard. Energized.
Are you ready to be tuned up? One of the hottest shows on the network will join Captain Smell So Good and international co-host Sayer Knight from the Netherlands Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Starship Smeller Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
That's real, you know what I'm saying? Going down. Let me get a couple more promos for you.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old candy for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, no, I'm still gonna rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN business in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN business. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tabo, bitch. What's good?
This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
That's real, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody. We sending in them drops and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Do the little drops and stuff. And if you ever want to be heard like that, send me a little drop, a little script. You can put music or no music to it. Don't matter to me because I do what I do. And send that to WDGEradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going down.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell So Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school funk music.
Damn right. And I'm going to do a little party in the club because, you know, I'm partying over here. It's 10,000 shows, you know what I'm saying, putting in work, putting in a lot of hard work, you know what I'm saying, to come up with these different ideas to keep everybody entertained, keep y'all motherfuckers off of the goddamn boob tube, you know what I'm saying, because that's not where it's at. Instead of poisoning your brain, you know what I'm saying. So you want to put something in your brain, you know what I'm saying, come fuck with your boy. You know, this is how it does. Each and every day, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and apply that to your times. It's out there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we do. I'm going to go ahead and let my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Homeboy, six figures, you know what I'm saying? Get this thing cracking off again. This is party in the club, people. That's what we're doing live on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Beauty shaking fast like she's driving in a NASCAR. Club done rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record sweating armpit. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it go wild, hide you like a sun kiss. Do the giddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, kissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. I'm to the top, shake the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet suit contest. Party stay live, you'll be party to the sun hit. Yeah, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yeah, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at her, G, yeah, she really want me. This is 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring her back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Deep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big Euro bus. Ching Ching partner, German Rockwilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine. Never gon' stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
Steppers in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rosé, low, hit me back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, the OG. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six figures going like Moss real deep. Hit me, say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like lobster tails on Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six figures grow in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active.
Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
That's fucking right, people. We live up on Wrecking the Game Radio, goddammit. This is 10,000 profile views Wednesday, man. You know what I'm saying? Setting precedents all the way across this network. You know what I'm saying? It's Wrecking the Game, the radio. Putting in hurt, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I got another TGZ coming up to, you know, just express the way I've been doing my thing. And, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're partying all day, 10,000 profile views strong, you know what I'm saying? Reached over 10,000 listeners already, so this is a 10,000 party. Actually, 10,007, because we on that perfect number. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm perfect, but, you know, I'll be trying to put in some perfect programming up in, you know what I'm saying? Steady on that up. Working it out. Zan, walk over here real quick, y'all. Give me 1 second. I gotta speak to somebody real quick. You know what I'm saying? Let me see where he at. You know, we've been chilling with each other for a little while now. You know what I'm saying? And he's been helping this show, really assisting this show. You know, and doing some real big things. So I appreciate all your hard work. You know what I'm saying? Beaming people in and out on a daily basis, and that is. All right, that's what I'm talking about. It's my dog right there. You know what I'm saying? Timmy, go ahead and beam up. I know that's Washington up in here. You know what I'm saying? Starting to get these area codes down. 425s up in this mofo flipping. You know what I'm saying? All right, Timmy is, get your ass over there, boy. Okay, Timmy is acting up because he was like, well, you know, I'm celebrating my 10,000 too. All right, so it's all good. Get your ass over there and beam up some people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about today, people. It's 10,000 profile views. We're partying. We're celebrating. You know what I'm saying? We're having a good time. And Yeah, hit me up. Area code 347-237-5125. You know what I'm saying? All the way live. You know, doing this thing real big, man. And coming up in October, man, we got another fucking A&R indie artist seminar. You know what I'm saying? Your boy smells so good. We'll be on the panel, you know what I'm saying, and bring y'all some real information, man. You know, I got some questions for you motherfucking artists out there, as well as you artists. You have some questions for everybody on the motherfucking panel. You know what I'm saying? But and I also got some information for you motherfucking artists. You know what I'm saying? So you should have some information for the motherfucking panel. You know what I'm saying? If you come to a damn seminar, network, conference, or anything like that, you don't have any promo material for yourself. There is no point in you being there. You are wasting your time, efforts, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that. All right. So here we go. Timmy! Get this shit right, you little motherfucker. Move out, make eye.
Happy beans out, man.
Huh?
Happy Weed Day Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it was, but today is 10,000 profile view Wednesday. It's not Weed Day. It's an accomplishment day. I've reached 10,000 profile views, which is one of my goals, and so that's what I'm celebrating today. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, big accomplishment. And yeah,
so
that's what today is. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, we done reached 10,000 listeners on this show, which we celebrated, I believe, 2 months ago. And,
correct.
You know, and now we're at 10,000 profile views, you know what I'm saying? And the next party will be at 10,000 friends.
There you go.
You got to set
the goals,
people.
You already have a million friends, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, on the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know what I'm saying? It's people that actually signed up and want to be a part of you and your network, you know what I'm saying? Not people that just come by as guests and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So that ain't who I'm addressing, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about dedicated friends who have been there from the beginning, like my dog Goofy Bones, Steady J, you know what I'm saying, who were the originals of the Trilateral Commission, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people try to come on and claim it. You know what I'm saying? But the original three members is myself, Seti, David Powder, Fresh J, you know what I'm saying? And my dog Goofy Bone. We are the originators and the creators of the first Blog Talk Radio host reunion, you know what I'm saying, that went down extremely big in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's coming up again. So you already know what time it is. Timmy, we got somebody at the dope. You know what I'm saying? Beam them up the show, please. Thank you, homie. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey,
hola.
Hey, am I one of the originals?
Yeah, I tried to do the yee-yee and almost ran out. Yeah, man, you one of the goddamn originals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And,
well, shout out to the Trilateral Commission.
You know that, man. You know what I'm saying? 10,000, brother. 10,000 profile views, man.
Oh, really?
10,000. And 7 to be exact, but you know.
I don't want to say anything, but
you know,
I'm very proud of you, Smelly.
Yeah, man. You know, just goals, man. Small goals that we try to reach here. You know, we did the 10,000 listeners like 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying? And this is the second goal, 10,000 profile views. And next goal is 10,000 friends. I only got 226, but motherfucking them dedicated friends. Might have to clear some of them off too, but some of them ain't even on here no more. Sound Off Now ain't on this bitch no more. Who else? Man? I have to go through my whole list. A lot of hosts ain't on here. You know what I'm saying? Didn't hang in for the long run, but it's all good. We still here doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? Blessing the world.
Oh, and
you know
the world.
World. Yeah. Yeah, be tuning in to you. I tuned in last night, man, but I'd be too tired to get on the phone, man.
I know. I apologize for that, but shit, it's like, fuck, everybody's screaming for you, Smelly, so you got to make a phone appearance once in a while, you know what I'm talking about?
People, I get up at 9, you know, how you just get up in the motherfucking morning and you don't get out of bed, you just look around at shit like, what the fuck is going on? You know,
I wish I could get out of the bed at 9. Fuck, I program, and that means you get up at the butt crack of dawn, which is 5 a.m., and you start your day, regardless of you're working, if you're fucking hungover. That's what time you start, 5 a.m.
Oh. Yeah, man. Nah, I'm programmed at 11 o'clock. That's why I'm going to be like, damn, man, I didn't see the show because I didn't program the show until motherfucker 11:50. Shit. If y'all be looking in advance, they're wondering what the hell today's show is about. Yeah, you might want to look 10 minutes still, goddammit, because that's when I wake up and the idea pops and then I get it in, you know what I'm saying? So
that's
what time.
That's what's
right, what's up today, man? What you got going on today? You at work?
Yeah, I'm at work right now. I gotta fucking travel to fucking buttfuck Egypt out there. There's a little place called Turlock. No, not Turlock, Tracy. And it's about a fucking hour and a half from San Jose, so I gotta travel over there to pick up some sponges and fucking bullshit. But hey,
man,
it's all
part of
work.
Medical supplies?
Nah, I do janitorial supplies.
Oh, okay, say sponges.
So you need a mop to mop up some bitches, you call me.
Yo, man, I need that industrial shit, nigga. I need that industrial.
All right, Smelly, but I got to get out of here. But I want to call the show and say much love, man, and let the people know that this is the original shit. This is some real motherfucking real ass homeboy shit, man. This is real love right here. You know what I mean? It, motherfucker, this ain't no fake shit like all these other shows. And you know what? It's sad because most of these other shows, they just feed off, you know, you coming in, you know, into their room, but they don't give a damn rat's ass about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You ask them to come on your show, you know, do a little segment, and they look at you like, hell nah. You know what I mean? Well, I'll give a special shout out to BC, for coming on the show. I mean, that's real motherfucking shit, man. An intelligent person, you know. He has no business being on the dark side of my show, but shit, he was there. You know what I mean?
And that's what makes it count. You know what I'm saying? Showing
exactly.
That dedication, people. Staying up 2-3 in the motherfucking morning to, you know what I'm saying, show support, you know? Or waking up 9 in the motherfucking morning to listen to this show, you know what I'm saying? So it's much
exactly.
Love to everybody out there, man. I mean, I do it for you. You know what I'm saying? That's just some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Smelly. Much love, brother.
All right, so check this out, people. This is the show. This is the song that started everything. Oh, that's Heavenly Angel, man.
Oh, shout out to Heavenly Angel. What's up,
yeah,
baby girl?
Yeah, much love for you.
How's Washington, mama?
Working, man. It's cooled down. It was pretty hot the last few days. We were close to the 90s.
All right.
But,
you asked for it.
California's hotter.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, much love, everybody. Goopy Bone got to get out of here because he got to do some deliveries.
Well, Goopy Bone, you already know what started it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Back in the days, man, when I first started this motherfucking show, man, I met this real-ass motherfucker, and he sent me this song. So we're going to ride out. Goddamn it, 10,000 profile views. Yeah.
Looking
so hot. I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chillin', all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over? Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Right there, people, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta fix me a drink, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to hold on 1 second, man. I'm sipping on today's sponsor, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking Amsterdam gin and tonic, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, very light on the tonic. We don't do that shit down here. So, yeah, let me go ahead and crank that up. Y'all check out one more jam, man, you know what I'm saying? And this is just a little retrospect on, you know what I'm saying, on this show, man. Because I go to the future, I go to the present, and I also go back in time. You feel me? Yeah. Start my motherfucking music. What I'm talking about, baby. Going back in time, people, going back in time, February 25th, 2009, you know what I'm saying? Been up on these airways doing what I do, man. And, yeah, it's been a real blessing, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's what we do. And in honor of also Weed State Wednesday, which is what we celebrate here live on Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. WBGE Radio,
Oh my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Timmy.
Yeah. Get that on out the way. We back, people. We back. You know, I had to go back in time for a little minute, get into my 85 DeLorean. And, yeah, I ride to the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got a DeLorean out there? Sign out, you got a DeLorean?
Do the cars still run around? I thought they had rust problems and stuff like that. Problem with the brake.
Yeah, but they still got... Man, them shit's like $150,000 right now.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. I don't have a DeLorean.
What the fuck are you doing, man? You're behind in times, man. We're in 2010. Everybody has one.
All righty. You have a DeLorean? I thought you had difficulty getting transport.
Oh, well, no. See, that's the... Cause my DeLorean's in the shop. Yeah.
But you still got your spaceship. That's more important.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, DeLorean is limited to the Earth. You know what I'm saying?
Get more people on your spaceship.
Is everywhere but nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere but nowhere. That's going down.
That's
so you
somewhere.
Know what the day is, Side 9?
Sorry, what did you say?
You know what the day is?
This is a Wednesday.
Right.
Wednesday.
Let's see if he gets it right, people. All righty then.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood. Sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless.
You're canceling the
Weezy try this again.
Just because you got 10,000 profile views?
Goddamn right.
Well, it's still a little bit of a Weezy Wednesday.
Well, no, I ain't got no weed, man. I'm sitting here drinking gin and juice.
Gin and juice? Doesn't gin have alcohol in it?
And is alcohol,
yeah.
It's noon, Smelly.
Yeah. Huh?
It's noon.
And? Shit, true alcoholics start at 9 a.m. I ain't no true alcoholic, shit. The last time I've actually had some gin has been like...
The last
time
you didn't have weed?
No, because I had like roaches and shit. I ain't even got roaches around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit. I can't even smell the fumes of some weed right now. So
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. It's all good.
Painful.
But yeah, that's what we're doing today, people. 10,000 profile views. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're celebrating. Just like we celebrated 10,000 listeners to this show. But, you know, the reason I stress 10,000 is because it's not 10,000, you know what I'm saying, Floridians. It's not 10,000 people from Washington. It's not 10,000 people from California. You know what I'm saying? The 10,000 makes up people from all around the world. And I mean the world. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's really my major goal, you know what I'm saying, is to reach people around the world. So that's what we do, you know what I'm saying, that's what we've been doing, and getting it in, you know what I'm saying.
But you're touching me, baby.
Okay.
You're reaching me.
Just picks the choicest words, you know what I'm saying, I mean, yeah.
Those are choice words there.
Yeah. Every time she says that, I'm like,
yay!
Yay!
No, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Yeah, and I'm also doing a clean house, man. You know, I went on fucking Facebook today, and you know, motherfuckers just want to sign up just to, you know what I'm saying, be a friend to you and shit. Like, what the fuck is that about? You know what I'm saying? I got like, I don't know, less than 100 people following me and shit. And you know, every time I send out these guys, every time I check my goddamn Twitter and shit, you know what I'm saying? I see these bitches going back and forth, tweeting this, tweeting that. But then when I throw my little message in here about my motherfucking radio show, you know what I'm saying? Bitches don't come by and show support. So that's what Goofy Bone was talking about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, goddamn, y'all can sit up here and say, oh, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to Betty's house. All this old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And spend all fucking day online tweeting some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to supporting something real, you motherfuckers know where to be found. But then when it comes to, oh, come to my whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers tweet the hell out that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you expect somebody to show up and support you. So Friday is my clean house day. I'm cleaning house on Facebook and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't need friends like that. I need, you know what I'm saying? It's just like doing a fucking email blast, a 300,000 email blast like these stupid motherfuckers be saying. But you don't even know 100 people on your goddamn 300,000 email blast. You know what I'm saying? I'm about dedication, people. It's about dedication. It don't matter how many people you reach. It's how many people you reach directly.
I deleted my Twitter a while back.
For real, man. It's like kind of wasteless, man. Like, damn. What the fuck am I sitting up here putting all these damn messages and shit out? You know what I'm saying? All y'all want to do is, I'm scratching my belly. I'm going to the grocery. Bitch, nobody don't want to know that dumb shit. Nobody don't want to know you're going to the fucking movies. You know what I'm saying? Put what the hell is really going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to assist in the goddamn oil spill. Well, ain't nobody like to join me. You know what I'm saying? Put something up there that's useful. I mean, that Twitch shit, man, please. Dude don't even own that shit. He done sold the motherfucking company and shit. Somebody else own that dumb shit, man. Crazy people. Facebook the same fucking way. You know what I'm saying? You know.
You don't want anybody tweeting you, letting you know they're on the toilet?
No, man. I'm eating on that shit.
Well, when I had my Twitter account, I had about 200 followers. I didn't know a single one of them. And that is like, yeah, why am I doing this?
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, fuck that. So, you know, the description of the day is, woohoo! It's my second goal, you know what I'm saying? It's been reached. Been on this network for a little more than a year and a half. And have reached, you know what I'm saying, the goal, first goal of 10,000 listeners to my show. And now I've reached the second goal, which is 10,000 profile views. And, you know, numbers speak for themselves, you know, if this is a great show or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's just speaking to everybody. You know, come celebrate or just drop by and say congrats or just hi, you know what I'm saying? Because life is about motivation and goals. And without them, we would be and go nowhere. Nowhere. Right. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So what we doing today, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm just enjoying my day. You know what I'm saying? Sipping on my sip on. And after the show, I'm going to get my little workout on, you know. Yes, people, the best time to work out is when you're drunk. Oh.
No. The best time to work
out
is when you're stoned.
Well, yeah, they ain't understand that either. I was at the, you know, at the bar where I work at, and I work outside the bar and shit. You know what I'm saying? I pop up my little tent. So ever since my homeboy got a little accident, he gave me his little workout equipment that y'all see me working out on that day. He gave me all that, right? So I take all that shit out to the bar, and I'm outside working out. You know what I'm saying? But it looked kind of strange when you're sitting there, you know, lifting a dumbbell with one hand and hitting the blunt with the other hand. Put the blunt down, or pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? Pick up the other hand, and then you got a quart in your other hand, you know what I'm saying? And you're drinking at the same time.
Yeah,
that's good
there.
Exercise, people. That's good exercise right there.
Working all three avenues out.
You know what I'm saying? Good exercise. You know, the beer puts some extra added, you know, yeast on you, you know what I'm saying, to converting the muscle and all that kind of stuff instead of turning the fat. So, you know, it works all hand in hand.
Training the one arm with the dumbbell, and you're warming up the other arm with a glass of beer.
Trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep that arm, you know what I'm saying? That blood pumping in both arms. So you know, hey, quart curls and you know the same thing as a dumbbell curl. You know what I'm saying? Hey, blunt curls is the same thing as a dumbbell. Cap off.
And every
what is
rep
the point of having
dumbbell?
The cap on it?
And every rep we do with the dumbbell, you got to take a sip of the beer.
Yeah.
And
well,
people
you
wonder why you do
blunt.
So many reps.
Hey, you got
to
get to the goal.
I put a lighter weight on my dumbbell to be able to do more reps.
Anybody got some tape? Yeah, let me tape this blunt to the dumbbell. Try to curl this motherfucker up. Yeah, you'd be passed out by about 10 of the motherfuckers going, shit. You know,
you did remind the folks that this is over the age of 21, correct?
I did remind who?
X-rated here.
Man, I don't want nobody because my show is set, you know what I'm saying, to 18 over. So, you know, anybody who creeped in through the back door, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you got in here, but you got in here, so fuck it, you know what I'm saying? But yes, world, this is not a kid-friendly show, even though we might even talk about some kids, especially y'all badass kids and shit. But, yeah, we ain't talking to kids, you know what I'm saying? You won't find any kids on this network unless they're running around in the background with Heavenly Angel or I Be the Wise One or somebody like that. But, yeah, they're not expressly invited. Yeah, they're not expressly invited. I didn't say, hey, kids, come the fuck on. No. But if you go to youtube.com/813battles and you check out our latest freestyle battles, people don't be all like, what the f*** is these dudes doing? Because the last freestyle battle, you know what I'm saying, we had kids at it. You know, some little white kids came and wanted to sit around and check us out. The parents were there, you know what I'm saying, and she allowed her kids to sit up in there while she stayed up in there. You know what I'm saying? But we did give them full warning that, you know, this is a freestyle battle, so meaning it's going to be, you know,
explicit
lyrics or whatever they want to say, they're going to say. So if it's fuck kids, you know what I'm saying? You might hear that. But, you know, we don't go there. We don't go there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, but to give that pre-warning, you know what I'm saying, that was in effect. So when people actually watch the YouTube video and you see the little girl in the back, you know what I'm saying, don't be like, oh, what the hell are these guys doing? We ain't have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? It took place in a fitness room in the middle of the complex, you know what I'm saying, which basically means it was wide open and open to whoever the fuck wanted to come in. You know, so they stayed. They stayed for the whole battle. She recorded some of it. And we all had a good-ass time, you know what I'm saying? So y'all want to be, you know, a little closer to the dead of South, you know what I'm saying? That's the closest you're going to get right there. It's youtube.com/813battles with an S. And, yeah, you check it out. Leave the comments and vote. You know what I'm saying? That's very important for the artists that are participating in these battles, man. We got people coming from all over Florida, and we're working on state to state, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we crawling before we walk, you know, crawling before we walk, taking one day at a time. And but this is our third battle, and, you know, this third time we've actually been doing it, so more and more people have been coming out, you know what I'm saying? We started out like 3 people in the motherfucker, and the next one we had like, I don't know, probably about 6 or 7 people. And then this one, shit, we had like about 15 people, you know what I'm saying, show up. And I ain't talking about just the artists. I mean, like, you know, at least 8, 9 people that just want to come in and check the, you know what I'm saying, check out what we're doing. So, and plus we had, you know, guys come from Orlando, which is like about 1 hour away, you know what I'm saying, to actually participate, you know what I'm saying. So big ups to y'all, man. Big ups to everybody that came from Orlando and, you know what I'm saying, supported the 813 battles. That was a Problem South, Benzo, what the other brother name is, Benzo and T-Bird, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to y'all brothers for coming down, you know what I'm saying, showing love, and yeah, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying?
I give it a few more months and you'll be just as popular as the piano guy from Chat Roulette. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
First he started out alone at home singing for people. And then he started singing for crowds, and he started out with 10, 15, and the latest videos I've seen of him, he really had a big crowd of behind him, hundreds and hundreds of people.
You know, I didn't think about that, though. Next time, but see, we don't have Wi-Fi, because if we had Wi-Fi, then I would do Chat Roll. You know what I'm saying? I just set the shit up so whoever keep, you know, flipping on us, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're going to see. You're going to see us freestyle battling that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't like it, get the fuck out of the way. Let somebody else find it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a good idea because, shit, you're getting Chat Roll, I would say, is if you want views from every goddamn well but nowhere. I mean, because, you know, Chat Roll got a lot of perverts on the motherfucker too now. No, I don't get that twisted. You know what I'm saying? You got to be careful when you're flipping through the goddamn rolls and shit.
You
got to go through the pervs.
You don't need to look at them. It's just for the fact that they can look at you.
Yeah, it's true too. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wouldn't even be paying attention to it, really.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So,
just do your thing and let them enjoy the show. Maybe
yeah.
get some free advertising in for Smelly, the Jet Roulette's freestyler.
Hmm. Yeah, you have to do that. That's a good good idea we got in the workings, people. Good idea we got in the workings. All right, well, I'm still taking donations. You know, I've been taking donations for a year and a half. We still ain't
Save
talking,
the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
That motherfucker's digital, goddammit. yeah, you heard it, though, man. It's going down real big. So, you
what
know,
happened
I,
to the
I,
real
I,
doll? Donation.
he
yeah.
got it.
Did we give up on that one?
Yeah. The dog kept asking.
Oh, you got a real live one now, right?
Oh yeah. You know. So you know. Every time you come on the show, guys.
So, do you like fat guys with no money?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Sure.
I hope you're hungry, cause I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh, it is lunchtime, ain't it? It is lunchtime, man. Gin and juice, people, is the best lunch you can have. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Well, get then, you know? Shit, nobody on goddamn want to listen to me. Except for the goddamn Marlboro man, you know what I'm saying? He always listened to me since I had him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Barry, he's been the most supportive fan that I fucking met, you know?
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Fucking right. He's
oh,
fucking
groovy, baby.
My dog right there is Marlboro, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Speaking about lunch, what about in-between snacks?
Oh, you want one? Here you go.
Titties and beer.
Oh, yeah. Not in-between snack, people.
Titties and beer. I thank God Almighty.
Lunchtime. Yeah. Did he say he humped two-legged deer? Oh. All right. Titties and beer. Who the f*** keep calling me, man?
God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Now, that's a real weird image I got. Motherfucking titties. Mm.
In between snacks.
Motherfucking hell. Hello, sir. This is Baka Kakrawaka, whatever the fuck he just said. Talking about this ain't a motherfucking sales call. Then what the fuck all them telemarketers in the back of you for then?
Hey,
you something bitch selling something. Yeah,
was
I just clicked over. Punk ass motherfucker on time or something. Hello, sir. Hello, bitch, you from India. What the hell you got to do over here in the United States?
Next time,
trying to buy no fucking camel piss. Shit.
Next time, bring them on air and turn it into a prank call.
What? No, they called me. That was the only thing. You know what I'm saying?
You can. I've heard a few examples where they make fun of people actually calling you.
Well, if you have a speakerphone, that would work.
Yeah, something like that.
No, I'm saying, but y'all want me to hear because I'm on the phone. It's not like me calling, you know what I'm saying, doing a three-way call and bringing somebody on. They're actually calling me. So if I click over, it'll just flash over. It won't actually, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it won't
do
the...
Gotcha now, yeah.
Yeah.
A three-way
but
call.
That is a good idea, you know what I'm saying? Call them punk-ass motherfuckers back. Hello, I have something for you. yes. I am selling camel backpacks. Yes, camel backpacks. Yes, the backpacks are made of 100% camel. Yeah, mother, just get the fuck out of here, man. Oh, shit.
Well, there is a 1-800 do not call number nationwide. And
oh, you want to? What do we want
to
call
sign up
that?
For that?
Yeah, we
and
have
if
to
they call you, you can report them.
Yeah, right.
Against the law.
Yep. Right.
Same here.
Really, there's a 1-800 do not call number. If you call your information number, 411, whatever number it is, except the
you
dial
know
for
I
information.
Called, and you know what they told
ask for
me.
The 1-800 do not call number.
Oh. That's why they keep telling me when I call, though. That's why I don't call. You know, I'm like, motherfucker, stop saying that. Then I redial and think I get a female, and she get on
phone. Who's that?
What's up?
Yeah, we gotta do our own and shit. You know what I mean? Hold on. What's that? I can't even get it right. What the hell is this? Oh, it's a German beer drinking song. You ever seen a German drink beer?
What do you think?
I bet you have.
Hey, compared to the Netherlands, what are y'all beer cup size?
The Germans have 2 times bigger than
yeah.
The Netherlands.
Yeah.
The largest mug you can get is 0.5 liter. I don't know how many, but in Germany they have 1 liter.
Yeah, and that's a glass. I'm talking about you go to the fucking like a beer fest. Oh, man, shit. If you can drink one of them beers and then you ain't fucked up off the first glass, you's a bad motherfucker. And them Germans be hitting 2, 3. I'm talking about the women. Yeah, man, shit. I'm like, damn, she on her third one. Shit, I ain't even on the froth. I can't even get the froth off the top of this motherfucker, man. Shit. Because the beer be strong. You know what I'm saying? They beer is straight out the barrel. I don't know what the fuck. I ain't talking about no exported, watered down, got time to set. Hell nah. Hey, this shit straight out the fucking barrel. You know, barley's and oats still in the glass and shit. Like, damn.
It depends. You can get all kinds of beer from 1% alcohol up to... 15, 20.
Man, you get fucked up fucking with them. Just give all y'all fair warning before you go to damn Germany and be thinking y'all going, yeah, I'm gonna fucking drink my ass off. Yeah.
How about the squirrel beer?
Yeah.
55%. The squirrel beer. You
what
know
the
that they
that?
Put that they put in the animals that you read on.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was 32. That was 32%.
32, are you sure? I thought it was 55.
Yeah. Well, we have to go back. I think it was 32%.
Yeah,
but that's still high as fuck. I mean, people, we you compare 32% to 8. Well, our average beer here in the United States is 5.9%. And that's a malt liquor. That's a strong beer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you might go and get like a 4 Loko or something, 5.9. The highest beer we have on the shelf in stores is 12%, and that's a 4 Loko.
Okay. Yeah, same here. Strongest beer is around 12-13%.
Yeah, well, it ain't no 13. 12%.
No, there is 13. There is 13 over here.
No, I'm saying here. Yeah, the highest they go is that 12. You know, you got so many motherfucking taboos over here. That, you know what I'm saying, they be like, oh, no, we can't stop on 13. They'll have to make it 14. You know what I'm saying? You got all these bad luck believing motherfuckers around here in numbers and shit. So, hey.
Alrighty. Never doubt my memory again. I looked it up. It's 55.
It is. Wow.
I'll push the link in the chat room.
Yes, people, we are talking about 100% animal beer. Oh, yeah. Straight out the squirrel's mouth, not the ass. You know? You got to love that. Yeah. So, we got to get into a song before we get into the nutty news, people. I told you I was going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? Raw doggy. And, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So, in light of what the day is all about, man, 10,000 profile views, you know what I'm saying? My old boy TGZ wraps it up. You know what I'm saying? Better than what I can tell you. And this is Hustle All Day. You know what I'm saying? Live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Huh? The capping. The huh? Hell? The fuck wrong with the song? That was remix. That was a remix.
Keep it on me.
Okay, people. Okay, people. Okay, people. Y'all already know what time it is. Let's get it.
When everything is right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
All right, check it out, people. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, right? And let me beam everybody else up in here, because Nutty News of the Day is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know, I that should have been a goal, too. You know what I'm saying? How many fucking Nutty News have we done, man? Because we done did a whole fucking lot of news on here. You know what I'm saying? Been keeping people informed on a motherfucking daily basis. You know what I'm saying? So, Timmy, go ahead and bring everybody up in this motherfucker.
Timmy!
Got that ass over there, motherfucker. Damn, Timmy fucking up. All right, let's get some old, get some kind of background music started on here, people. You know what I'm saying? Let me jump on over here real quick. Oh, you Mudamaker.
Mudamaker. Did you count how many nutty news you've done?
Nah, man, I have
That's
no fucking idea.
That's way too much work. You have to go back to every episode and count.
I don't even remember when we started the damn Nutty News. You know what I'm saying? That got to tell you something. That's how long we've been doing it, man. So it's all good, you know. It's all good. All right, people, get ready to get on. That's what I'm talking about. And we getting into the Nutty
News.
All right, check this out, man. Let me give you some marijuana fucking news. How about that first? All right, dumbass Utah teenager, reports pot theft to police.
That's not even a nut. That's a fool.
Yeah, this is on legalizationmarijuana.com, looking up the article, Marvelous Marijuana Stories. Thank you, Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? I had to delve a little bit deeper into what you dropped off. You know what I'm saying? And it takes you a little somewhere else. Damn, man, I got to go to California. Black church group criticizes. Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. Fuck y'all. Like South Park say. I watched South Park last night. Fucking Cartman, you know how they do the parodies and shit. So he did the parody on Christian music. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just get into the game because after they fail and making, you know, rap records and shit, then they want to convert over to Christian rap and all this old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just to make their motherfucking record sell. So, you know, the whole story was they had a bet that he would go platinum. One of the two would go platinum. So, you know, Stan and the group, you know what I'm saying? They had the regular little, you know, rock band going on. So Cartman decided to break off and make his own Christian rock band. But then he sold CDs and all this shit, spent all his money on this big ass platinum party and shit because he had done sold a million records and shit. Come down to the fucking party and shit, and they go to present him with the plaque, and they say, "Here's your what the hell is it? Your Myrrh award. You get a Myrrh award." He's like, "What the hell is a Myrrh award? Where's my platinum plaque at?" He's like, "Oh no, we don't give platinum plaques in Christian music. We give awards like, you know, based off of the blessings, Franken, Myrrh, and different awards like that. So the highest award is the Myrrh award." Yeah, Cartman threw the guy. He threw the award down. What? That's bullshit. I can't win the bet. So I said, "Well, Well, you can't, you know, this is a Christian music award. It was like, fuck that. You know, of course they bleep it out. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, please don't use the Lord's name. No, he was like, God damn it. You know, he always used that. He told him, please don't use the Lord's name in vain. Turn around. Fuck Jesus. I'm like, okay. And he said like three or four times, and you see all the people in the audience start running away, freaking out and shit, like, oh, oh, oh. But that is such a reality, people. You know what I'm saying? You know, you washed up rappers, they become Christian rappers. Just like you goddamn washed up, you know, pimps and hustlers and shit that get ordained in prison and bring their ass out, and now they're Lord's Saviors.
You also have Muslim rappers?
Well, I don't know about no Muslim rappers. I ain't Muslim, so I wouldn't know what. I wouldn't know what the fuck they saying, so therefore I'm not in that listening audience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I could ask somebody.
What is it? Yeah, you're going to be asking a lot of people. I don't even know no Muslims down here, you know what I'm saying, that practice Muslim rap. Muslim rap.
We got Muslims.
Y'all got them up now?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure
okay.
There are.
Well, we'll have to YouTube that and find out. But yeah, getting back to the Utah team, one of those marijuana stories that make you appreciate just how some stupid people can be. Yeah. Not only did an 18-year-old burglar report his stolen cannabis to police, but he accepted an invitation to come in and identify the stash when the robber was caught. Yeah. And no sooner had he confirmed the marijuana was his than he was arrested. Yep. And charged on possession with intent to supply. So early in his age, and so early in this show, for you to get an award, you know? Wow. I mean,
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Jesus, people! So early in his youth to receive that award. Yeah. All right, check this out. I guess we just gonna stay on this goddamn page here, cause damn, man, marijuana news is nutty, you know what I'm saying? And I had this happen to me the other night. I got pulled over by the police, and they illegally called the goddamn K-9 unit out, you know what I'm saying, after running all our information and finding out everything was okay, you know what I'm saying? That's just the illegal shit they do down here. And we did not consent to them searching the car, you know what I'm saying? So, sniffer dog fails to find planted pot. Right. After planting some marijuana in a customer's luggage to train a new sniffer dog, customs officials were left embarrassed when the cannabis news story hit the headlines. Yeah, the mutt failed to find the goods. Yeah. The mistake combined with the custom officer's failure to recall which bag he'd put it in, hint, hint, meant that one passenger left with a free cannabis gift in their luggage. Yeah. Spokesman for the airport's customs office made a plea for its return. Right. If by some chance passengers find it in their suitcase, we're asking them to return it. Yeah. Anybody thinks they deserve an award? Oh, yeah. Because you're some fucking idiots, you know what I'm saying? And then you just not only set up another person who might get caught at another airport because y'all failing ass fucking dog. Yeah, you know, nobody even thought about that. What if they get off the plane at the next destination, maybe a foreign country, and they have real dogs?
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
That's a pure setup, people. I mean, that'll be ironic, though. You know what I'm saying? The next headline you hear, you know what I'm saying? Passenger gets caught with load of marijuana. They mysteriously say they don't know how it entered the bag. Yeah, probably because the shit was planted on you, motherfucker. Man, that's crazy. This is nutty marijuana news, people. This is not even the nutty news. Wow. I'll give you one more, man. We got to get some real fucking nutty news. Well, two of them. God damn. Three, four, five. God damn, man.
I posted some extra nutty news in the chat room. Especially the last one was extremely funny.
Oh, man. People, check this out. Burglars and police. Yeah, raid house at the same time. What? One of the most unlikely marijuana stories in this list. Two Australian burglars broke into a house being used to grow hydroponic cannabis, only to discover it was full of police officers raiding the place to search for drugs. Yeah, the burglars fled, but were caught a few days later by police.
A few days later.
Yeah, imagine that, a few days later. Y'all didn't find them right then and there. Probably because you guys were too high. Right.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Yeah. To let you smart asses out there, and you know what I'm saying? Let me get a little smooth in the background. Let's get on over, man. Freaking nutballs. Freaking nutballs. You guys are freaking nutballs. That's all I can say. Pot smoker reports dealer to police over bad weed. Yeah. But this actually could be legal because it's in Euro, so. But let's find out. A 52-year-old Darmstadt cannabis smoker. Yeah, I guess it's not legal in Darmstadt. Yeah, Darmstadt
that's
is
Germany.
That's Germany. Yeah, Darmstadt. Yeah, that's a military. That's around a military post. Well, and people, it's not legal to smoke marijuana everywhere overseas. Germany is not one of the places you want to try that. Now, true enough, they don't, you know what I'm saying, you know, be all on your ass. But, yeah, you don't want to walk into the police station, you know what I'm saying, or walk by police just smoking. They will take your ass to jail. Right. But 52-year-old Darmstadt cannabis smoker was arrested for the possession of illegal substances after reporting his dealer to the police for selling him some completely unenjoyable marijuana. Right. The cannabis news article explains that the man had previously taken it up with the dealer directly, who refused to issue him a refund of the 270 euro he had paid for the drugs. How much is that in American?
How many euros?
270.
About 310,
320. $300? Oh, fucking right. I would have went back, shit. But I wouldn't have turned him into the police. But, yeah. Upon taking his fraud allegations with police, he was charged for his crime, despite the absolutely mediocre quality of the drugs involved. Guys, you guys are giving potheads a bad name. Yeah.
He must have been loaded on something else, too.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, yeah, he was loaded on some bad weed.
He wasn't high, he said. He wasn't high. So that's why he turned him in. So he must have been loaded on something else.
Oh, man. That It ain't no way, people. Jeez, I'm good thing I ain't a dealer no more, man.
He ain't loaded with intelligence, that's for sure.
Man. All right, people, let's get into some fucking worldly news. God damn, get off the potheads. Let's check
it's
the chat room.
It's Wednesday profile, 10,000 profile day.
Yeah, it's 10,000 profile day, people. So this is, well, hell, it's Wednesday, Wednesday, too. So, let's see what the hell this is. This is coming from the bridge via Cyanide. And, yeah, the 420 FL, pro sport for stoners, kicked off controversy. Wow. Damn, I'm in the wrong fucking place, people. I am absolutely in the wrong goddamn
place. I heard country. That.
The world's first pot
Where's
smoking sport
set?
Is here. Shit, I'm in the wrong fucking place. Potheads are usually the first choice in a pickup game of tag football, kickball, softball, you know, basically any sport. Yeah, but for those bench warmers and sideline smokers boasting a great deal of lung capacity, now there's an athletic event to call their own. Yeah. Founded by a group of like-minded friends of the foliage, the 420 FL has become a hot ticket for fans of superstar grassleets, or whatever the fuck, to watch live and online. Complete with a roster of hardcore tokers, a commissioner, official rules and regulations. What the fuck is that? No shallow smoking.
Pass.
Yeah, no shallow smoking, no passing. You know, roll your own weed. All right. Stylish trading cards and sanctioned tournaments. Players gain yardage by holding their illegal inhalations for as long as possible. Extra points are earned by a player's ability to eye and scale an eighth. And, yeah, as you might imagine, this relatively new and provocative pastime has already raised a few red flags with the people who are in charge of regulating the more conventional NFL or the National Football League. Right. Henry Hemp, yeah, a co-founding member of and spokesperson for the 420 FL, tells the NFL wasn't too pleased with similarities between the two organizations' logos and quickly issued Hemp and his team a cease and desist letter. We applied for a trademark on our logo with the U.S. patent. You going with the U.S. patent office? Yeah, right. After 9 months of waiting, they approved our logo. Wow. And we were ready to give us the trademark. Then the NFL blocked the trademark because they said it was too close to theirs and they would take us to court if we registered it. We are still in negotiation with the NFL. Hemp says, in spite of controversy, the whole 420 FL idea is to spread a proactive message while dousing the flames of misinformation. The sole purpose of the sport was to bring the 420 community together in a safe way and promote togetherness, fun, and positivity. But we believe that in this sport, yeah, there are no losers. Believe that, and everyone is a winner. Let's get a little video. See what they're talking about, people.
Well, I wonder if they can use NWL, National Weed League. Nah, that's probably too close, too.
Damn. Okay, so what, you buy the trading cards and then that gets you the free weed and shit? I'm saying, because what would be the purpose of buying the trading cards? I mean, like, you can bring no weed to the event. Yeah, you know, who going to be motherfucking bringing the weed to an event? Yeah, to a smoking event, you know what I'm saying? Wow, man. I am definitely, okay, 420FL.com. Let's
scratch and sniff cards. Of your favorite flavors.
420FL.com. Let's go there and see if this is legit, people. Ah, it's a goddamn Ning page.
Oh, Ning?
Yeah, I get tired of fucking Ning pages, man. These aren't fucking websites, man. It's fucking Ning pages. Well,
I'm on one now.
What? Ning page?
Yeah.
Goddamn Ning pages. All right, and the last one before we get into the world news. Hot girl shocked. Hell nah. By an invisible dog fence. Yeah. Do you enjoy hot girls screaming due to electric shock, but not have the energy to, pursue Japan's finest pornography? What the? Don't get that one. This hot blonde was handed a dog shot collar and walked into an electric fence.
Ouch.
Let's see what happens. This dumb bitch is grabbing the damn collar. She's blonde, people.
She's blonde.
Oh, what? Ow! You know what?
Did it hurt?
Why are you
expecting at me? Did it hurt? Let's reenact that in super slow-mo.
Well, I gotta tell you something. When we were younger, we did a lot of stupid stuff, and we had one of those barking collars, you know them, that gives the dog an electric shock when he barks.
Yeah.
Dang.
We wore it.
I can see the outcome of that. Not positive.
The outcome is lying crying on the floor. It's that bad. And I'm not over exaggerating. It's that bad.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, that does seem like it. Well, fuck that. You ever put a damn a fucking 9-volt to your damn tongue?
Yeah.
Okay, well, multiply that to a dog collar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can,
so you were the first one to try it, Cy, and nobody else tried it after you?
And no, we all did.
Right.
So how dumb are we?
You know what I'm saying? Not that the first person did it and got, oh, hey, let me try. Oh,
yeah,
no, let me try. Oh,
I'm amazed.
Me,
well,
you
I,
fucking wussies. Oh, yeah, right.
Do you know those fly, what's it called? Those thing you can use to squat a fly with?
Yeah, fly swatter.
Fly swatter.
Ah, cool, fly swatter. You also have those electrical ones?
Yeah, that you set on your porch and then you just...
two friends of ours were talking big over at the room. Oh, I'll put my dick on it. And the other one, yeah, I'll put my tongue on it. And of course, we were there and we were thinking, hey, let's improve the story a little. So we were encouraging them, yeah, do that. That
would
be-
Why would you want to put your penis on anything?
Hey,
oh my
electrical.
God.
We had a laugh.
Did they survive? Cause...
They did. They both did. The other one with the tongue, and the other one with the dick.
And they did it, though.
Yeah, they did it. They both did it.
Cool.
And it wasn't a standard one. We upped the voltage a little bit.
Right. Just to make it a little better, you know, ease the pain. Yeah, to ease the pain.
Oh, that was
all right. Man, I'm you know, this is getting, people, this is getting past stupid, all right? This is getting past ignorant.
That's idiot.
New Orleans, Louisiana. This is why I'm saying this. A barge crashes into oil well into Gulf of Mexico. New oil well. Man. All right, Great Fox, you're singing a little too loud. Yeah, I love you, brother. You sound good, but too fucking loud. Hey, goodbye. Yeah. The U.S. Coast Guard dispatched emergency teams after a boat crashed into an oil well off the coast of New Orleans, reportedly sending crude spewing some 20 feet in the air. The wellhead, located about 65 miles south of New Orleans, was ruptured when it was struck by a dredge barge being pulled by a tug. People, why in the fuck would the goddamn little tug be anywhere near a goddamn barge? Yeah, all right. I'm telling you, people, this is... All right. Thinking it's a motherfucking gang, I guarantee you. BP or some stupid motherfuckers behind that shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you.
I can't even say nothing.
Yeah, man, I mean, that shit just, it's totally pissing me off, man. To the point of why you stupid motherfuckers even got oil wells in the goddamn Gulf anyways. Why would you be drilling in water, in a natural resource? When we did a study, and the news did a study that says it's over 26 states out of the 50 states that you can actually drill in the land and take oil out of that produces enough oil to run the United States alone. Fuck every other country.
Thank you very much.
The United States alone can run off. Yeah, but damn, I mean, look at Japan and really look at every other country, man. You know what I'm saying? Bitches, you know, are actually investing in the electric cars and, you know what I'm saying, corn burning cars. Everything but shit that has to run off of Earth's natural resource. You know what I'm saying? But you only got these old fucking capitalistic pigs over here that keep trying to bamboozle the American people to make you think that you need fucking oil. You know what I'm saying? We got so many other fucking natural resources that we can be using besides some goddamn oil and besides digging holes into the goddamn earth. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that about? You know, so kudos to all the other countries, man. I mean, I can't help it. Americans are assholes. You know what I'm saying? Look at the stupid shit they're doing. No fucking way that these people have been pulling barges in and out for fucking years. And I know that there's shit set up in place to where it says, you know, don't go near, you know, where oil wells or all this shit. So now that we just had came from a major fucking oil leak, and now this, come the fuck on, people. That is
and
to cover up the
Alaska
fact.
Too.
That is to cover up the fact that this other shit hasn't stopped leaking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they put a cap on it to slow the leak, but that shit's still leaking, man. Oh man, this shit is. You know, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
No rock to crawl under.
Oh, man, people. Rider, Saudi Arabia. I think it's our first time in Saudi Arabia.
Hey.
Yeah, I think it is. It's our first time. It actually is Saudi Arabia, though. I mean, we've been, you know, a lot of places around there, but this is first time in Saudi Arabia, people. Uh-oh, what's going on? Let's find out. All right, in Riyadh, some shit, Saudi Arabia, cargo plane splits in half on the landing. Hail to the Nizar. A Lufthansa, I don't know how to say that, Lufthansa cargo plane caught fire and split in half as it was landing in the Saudi Arabian capital, injuring the German pilot and co-pilot, said local officials in the airline. Lufthansa said in a statement that one of its MD-11 planes crashed and the pilot and co-pilot, aged 39 and 29, had to leave the plane by emergency chutes. That's some scary shit.
I'd be glad
that's
a cargo plane.
Shit. Yeah, and wasn't, you know what I'm saying, an actual passenger plane, because, yeah, some motherfuckers would have been dead in that bitch.
They don't have that many parachutes.
Yeah. They don't have no parachutes on a plane that I know of anyway.
No. If it goes down,
it goes down. Because it makes no sense to open up the goddamn door and try to jump out. You're too high. You know what I'm saying? For the average person that knows what the fuck to do with a chute, you are too goddamn high. And for the motherfucker that don't know nothing to do with a chute, what's the point of you grabbing a goddamn parachute and jumping out the motherfucker?
Well, you could try. I would.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You'd be sucked out if the door opened. Everybody else too.
Yeah. Well, that too. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And I ain't talking. I'm talking about seats, people. That you goddamn. That's some pressure. And you talking about just it's like you know hitting the top off a soda and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It suck everything up out that motherfucker. Damn. All right. Let's talk about some parlor tricks. How about that? Over in Oklahoma, where you probably see some signs say, do not vote for my dad. Must be one of the Bushes. Oh, did I say that? If you're in politics, the attacks... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know you were thinking that. You know, everybody was thinking that.
For real.
The attacks practically come with the turf. But in Oklahoma, John Mantoo.
Not shark tooth, huh?
Mantoo, right. A candidate for county judge is facing a very different sort of hurtful negative ad. Yeah, it emanates from his daughter and son-in-law who have taken out a newspaper ad stating, "Do not vote for my dad." District 21 judicial candidate John Mantoo is not a good father, not a good grandfather, and in my opinion, a review of his 37-year record as an attorney in Cleveland, Garvin, and McLean counties reveals that he would not be a good judge. Hey, you might want to run for president. Oh, wait a minute, did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Probably get fucking hired, you know what I'm saying? Damn dumbass. Well, kudos to your damn family standing up. You know what I'm saying? That's big ups for the family. Shouts out to Prophet Jack Owl up in hell. You know what I'm saying? Come through to celebrate. Brother, we are celebrating 10,000. That is 1 in 5 zeros, people. For all, I don't know who the hell would know what 10,000 is. But yeah. 10,000 profile views as of this Wednesday, as of today, as of Wednesday, Wednesday. So we are getting super high, but... not off of weed right now, but I'll be heading to the hood later on. You can bet your ass on that one.
10,007.
Right. 10,007. That's the perfect number, people. 7 is the perfect number. Don't ask me why, but yeah, it is. Probably because, 7 represents the 5 is actually the perfect number. You know what I'm saying? Because we are fivefold human beings. You know what I'm saying? And you can fold yourself into a box. Did anybody know that?
Fold yourself into a box?
Yeah. You want to try it?
That should be a pretty big box.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just you can physically, you know what I'm saying, not getting into a box. I mean, physically. I mean, if you, okay, actually, you have to cut off your head, basically. That sounds kind of gory, but you still have 5 points. You know what I'm saying? When you tuck your head in, that's a straight plane from fingertip to fingertip, fingertip to fingertip. You know what I'm saying? From one hand to your next hand, that forms a straight plane. Right or wrong? Do some physics there, people. You know what I'm saying? Just stand up, goddammit, if you don't know what I'm talking about. And put your arm straight out. And then put your legs straight out and form a sort of an X. Okay? Your hand to hand, that forms your plane. Okay? That is directly even if you spread your legs. That will be directly even with your foot. Okay? And then from your foot, from toe to toe, side to side, should form an exact straight line. Okay? And then you will go from that foot up to your hand. What does that form? A box, people. A goddamn perfect box. Tuck your head down, and there you go. 5 points. You know what I'm saying? You're a 5-point human being. Yeah. Pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? But we're the only ones like that. You know what I'm saying? We're the only ones that can claim that. It's pretty spectacular. Don't you think? Not.
Well, I've heard a box head.
I know nothing that is. Huh?
I've heard a box head.
Box head. Yeah. I've heard of watermelon head kids. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big old melons on them. Yeah.
Fat head.
Vienna, Austria. Oh, shit. This is our first time in Austria.
Home of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's where he's from? I thought he was from Germany.
Yeah, no, he's from Austria. He's from Austria.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So why in the hell, where is Austria from Germany? Or where is that at?
That's south of Germany. They speak a form of German in Austria. It's a little bit different, but it's a close resemblance to Germany, the German language.
So what the hell did he have to do with the Third Reich?
What the hell Austria has to do with what?
With the Third Reich. You know, back in the days, you know,
Hitler
when he
was
in
from
his...
Austria too.
Oh, well, there you go. That's what I was going to say, because, you know, back in the days when he first started his bodybuilding and these dumbass Americans act like, you know, that shit never happened, this son of a bitch was like damn near, you know, a bitch boy to Hitler. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you not saying that he personally directed, you know, worked for him or anything, but if you look back at the first young pictures when he first got into his bodybuilding and all that shit, he got SWAT stickers all over the fucking place.
Gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. And then now he's the goddamn governor of California? You motherfuckers gotta be out y'all goddamn minds, man. I got no fucking mind. It's a lot weird.
I've never saw a little bit.
Hell yeah. I'll look something up. You know me. You know I'll find something. Just look up Arnold Schwarzenegger and then put plus SWAT stickers. Or something like that, or Third Reich. Anything will link his ass to them fucking pictures. And I was actually watching a video or something that it had him, you know what I'm saying, in his early days with, you know what I'm saying, with the SWAT stickers and all that shit, you know what I'm saying, hanging behind him, all that. You know?
Whoa.
So, yeah, man, all right. Fucking.
I got him performing some sort of a Hitler greeting with his hand
right,
up.
All right. I think I'm goddamn lying. Yeah, all right, fucking California. But look at what he's the head of. Hollyweird. You know what I'm saying? The most weirdest motherfucking, you know, got some of the weirdest inhabitants out of all 50 states, California. Because that is the home of, you know, the weirdest motherfuckers. That's where everybody take they want to be acting as, or, you know, I want to, you know, be a on-screen liar. Actor, excuse me. Yeah, right. And that's what makes up California, man. You know? And then look what you put at the top of it. The head of the fucking Kremlin. Wow. Anyways, in Vienna, Austria, firefighters dismantle police car to rescue kitten.
Wow.
Oh, righty then. She was found under the hood of a car, but eluded her rescuer's grasp. The kitten took cover under several other cars before seemingly disappearing, except for her meow. Firefighters and police finally struck pay dirt after jacking up a police cruiser, then following the sound and tracing the wayward kitty to a small space inside the vehicle's floor panel. But it took an hour and a half of elbow grease before the critter was nabbed and taken to an animal shelter.
All for a little pushing.
This goddamn Vice group. Vice, what's up, brother? Fuck everybody asks me that shit. Fuck. Yeah. Probably for the last hour and, 45 minutes, I've been live. Call the number, brother. I mean, I'm celebrating today, man. I'm celebrating 10,000 profile views. I know y'all know what the fuck he's saying. I will translate. Not. Are you talking about when I was motherfucking?
Is he gonna call in?
No. Hey, why don't you just call in, man? God. Damn it. No, I ain't did that yet, because I ain't got the music yet. I just got videos, but I don't have no tracks for them. Sugar Man passed away, and I was supposed to do a big dedication for him, but haven't been able to put that together. Probably end up doing that this Friday. Dedication to Sugar Man and bring everybody on the show.
All right.
Hey, is it possible, if I set it up for Friday, that you'd be able to contact your people down there in Fort Lauderdale and bring them to the show?
Live
in Fort Lauderdale, and the guy that put on the show, I just sent off to him. So I could get to hook up with him, so he would bring up a few people to the show. Well, I'm talking about. Well, yeah, man, if you can hook that up, I mean, I'll do a special dedication show for him this Friday, you know what I'm saying? I'll schedule it today. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It'll look kind of weird for me just to be sitting with my American ass there, you know what I'm saying, doing a live dedication to a Jamaican superhero, you know what I'm saying, as far as y'all concerned. So I would need everybody to be there. God damn it.
I'm agree with you, man. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I'm agree with you. But, you know, I'm going to get in touch with the guy later. Like I say, I'm supposed to perform at the show during September. And I would like for you to come over and perform too as well, if you don't mind.
Did he just ask me to perform? Well, then I'm perform the show?
I think so.
Why?
I mean, I got songs, but I ain't no performer, people. I mean, I ain't. I don't know about coming to perform, but if I can, you know, make it down that way, I'll come and film it, and, you know, and take video and all that good stuff.
Well, if you have an internet connection, you could go live stream.
Yeah, no, he... Yeah, I can live stream it, but he's saying he want me to actually come and perform, like get on stage and do a song and shit.
The music hall is also come to play on the radio station. So, how long are you thinking
I
take it to be on the station?
At
what time
are
you
going to
come on?
I'm already on the radio today. I'm going off in 11 minutes. But if I schedule the show Friday, it'll be at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God damn it, people. I hate when motherfuckers call me on the damn bat line. People, I set this man up with a radio show that he ain't did for himself since I set the motherfucker up. You know, I'm like, God damn. What the hell is the point of me doing a damn show? I got another show I can use, you know what I'm saying, besides his. Jesus, people. I can set the show up, you know what I'm saying, using your show if you like, you know what I'm saying. But, I mean, hell, you're going to have to run the motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? This is another person I done set up. You know what I'm saying? This is Vice Grip, another artist here. But, you know, he was so impressed by what I do. You know what I'm saying? He was like, well, I want to try it too. So I'm like, cool. So I went and set the account up. Hell, I don't even remember the damn login information. You know what I'm saying? I set the account up for him and did a couple of shows on it. But all the shows was me. You know what I'm saying? With him just sitting there as a guest. It's like... Damn, bro, what's the point of that? You know what I'm saying? I got another show. I got Starship Smelly Live if I want to use that. You know what I'm saying? To do 4 hours. Come on, man. I'm all about education.
Hey, you know the people love you now. Come on.
I'm all about, you know what I'm saying, education. All right, people. Well, shouts out to Cheryl Hartfield. You know what I'm saying? Cheryl, my heart is filled with love, baby, with love. Oh, yeah. I try to break down everybody's name. You know what I'm saying? You know, like it's so heavenly to see the angel come into my life. Before I was taken away by cyanide. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a fucking poet, people. You just don't know it. You know what I'm saying?
Cruising the universe for alien chicks.
Oh, yeah. That's what
Where
we always
Where's the promo,
about.
By the way? We need more promos.
Yeah, man, well, I was supposed to have my artist actually come over, you know what I'm saying, so we can get some, you know what I'm saying, so she can actually, you know, get the give us the female touch to the promos, you know what I'm saying? I like the female touch than my groggy-ass voice, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's coming, you know what I'm saying? She should be coming sometime this week. But I've also been putting out the Call of the Wild for anybody who wants to provide a promo drop for the show. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is just use a little recorder. It doesn't have to be all super fancy or it has to have music with it. I can put music and all that other kind of shit. And yeah, just include our names and the name of this show and you can say whatever that you want to say. And it'll be aired.
Greetings, Earthling. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Cyanide. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Shouts out to Prophet Jackal, man. You know, soon, people, soon we are moving over to a new network. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going to be exclusive. All right, give you a couple of more, people. Give you a couple of more. Yeah, in Fredericksburg, is that Virginia? I think that's Virginia. But man just released from jail. Yeah, damages police cruisers. Smell an award written all over that. James Michael Holston had barely gotten off Rappahannock Regional Jail property when he was arrested and jailed again. Police said Holston, 27, of Bowling Green, is accused of damaging police cruisers belonging to the jail in a fit of rage over property he claimed was missing when he was released. Stafford Sheriff's spokesman Bill Kennedy said. Kennedy said he expressed his displeasure by jumping up and down on the hoods of three police cruisers belonging to the jail. Okay, and that solved what? But getting re-entered into the correctional facility.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And you know the bullshit keeps continuing down here. You know now they charge you a $35 per diem for being arrested and booked into the Orient Road County Jail here in Tampa, Florida.
They charge you? They charge you like you're in a hotel?
Because I didn't stutter, I didn't want to repeat that.
For $35,
which a little over a year ago, it was $25. And a couple of years before, we didn't even have no dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And no, this does not mean for your $35, you are going to receive a hot meal while you're sitting there and booking. Hell no, you're still going to get that goddamn corrode your innards, milk. You know what I'm saying? Even though you might be lactose intolerant, then drink the fucking rust water that comes out of the water fountain. And then you also get a piece of bologna that looks like a piece of shaved rat back. Yeah, some raw shaved rat back. And that is what you receive for your $35.
So, you had a good time?
No, I don't go to jail with money in my pocket. I go to jail with motherfucking debts. You know what I'm saying? Last time I went, I fucking slipped. You know what I'm saying? And because they caught me, you know, at work, of course, I had $63 in my pocket. Oh, yeah, I just knew I was coming out balling. No. Came out with $13.
$13. Where did the other $50 go?
Yeah, exactly. Well, sir, well, you owed us $25 from the year ago when you came in. And since you just came in, you know that the per diem now is it moved up. Yeah. Well, it was 30. So it was 20 back in the last time I was in, and then it jacked up to 30 by the time I went in again. And this was the last time people, for the YouTube video, you know what I'm saying, for me getting arrested by videotaping the police. Yeah. So not only did I motherfucking have to bond out of jail, not only did they throw the fucking case out, I didn't get my bond money back, nor did I get the goddamn $50 that they took from me going in through their fucking little shithole.
Oh, you already know.
Do you know what they do over here?
Yeah.
Well, they wait until some certain event that people are certainly home, a big soccer match like the World Cup and stuff, and then they go around all the houses of people that owe money, and they get it from them at that exact moment. And if you don't have it, you gotta stay a night in jail or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess you better go to a bar to watch the game then.
You know what I'm saying? Huh.
I don't
well, check
know
this out. I got to give something real positive. You know what I'm saying? This is France. Kudos to France. Because they have a gel that helps decayed teeth grow back and could end fillings, which I have like four of them in my mouth. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
Grow back?
I'd be
That's
on some
cool.
shit like that. What? A gel that can help decayed teeth grow back in just weeks may mean an end to fillings. The gel, which is being developed by scientists in France, works by prompting cells in teeth to start multiplying. Then they form healthy new tooth tissue that gradually replaces what has been lost to decay. Researchers say in lab studies it took just 4 weeks to restore teeth back to their original healthy state. We will never get that here in the United States because these crooked motherfuckers make their money off of dentistry, this, dentistry, that, braces, and all this old bullshit.
They'd rather have you rot your teeth and pay the money back.
Yeah, and put false teeth in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because the first people that should be tested on is who? The elderly.
That's right.
How about making a good investment and getting one of those machines over to the United States, and you could offer it to all the people? Hey, why go to the dentist? Come to me. I'll restore your.
But you're right. You're trying to sound like a smart American. Our government is not based off of smart Americans. Right. And that is why we are in the state we are currently in. If smart Americans such as myself.
Right now.
Huh? What'd you say? I didn't hear you. What'd you say, Angel?
Oh, the government will take 55%. If you have a loved one, a family member that passes on, and they have an estate, a family only gets 45% of that. The government's going to take 55 as of January 1st, 2011.
Same thing here.
The government's going to take what was rightfully yours that you inherited. They're going to take 55% of that. You get 45.
And the house that my parents built a long, long time ago for an amount of 30,000 euro is now about worth 650,000-700,000 euros. If my parents would die and I would want to live there, that would be impossible because I couldn't afford the amount of taxes that I would have to pay on the house. And the amount of taxes is nothing compared that to the amount that they actually paid for it 32 years ago.
Man, that's fucked up. So you got to give up your family heirloom in order to try to keep.
Yeah, we got to sell the house if that happens. Let's extend that moment as far as possible. All
right, I got to give you these last two because the show's already over, but I'm going to give you these last two before we get the fuck up out of here anyway. Yeah, Department of Defense can't account for $8.7 billion.
Department of Defense, that's easy.
Yeah.
Black
Washington, you know that. Washington dicks on chicks. The Defense Department is unable to account for $8.7 billion of the $9.1 billion in development fund for Iraq monies in received for reconstruction in Iraq. This according to a study published by the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. This situation occurred because most DOD organizations receiving DFI, Development Fund for Iraq funds, did not establish the required Department of the Treasury accounts, and no DOD organization was designated as the executive agent for managing the use of the DFI funds. The report states. Yeah, right. I'll buy that for no dollars. Motherfuckers, man. And last one is in Australia, where your laws don't apply to me. Right. Self-proclaimed witch told a traffic cop that she was not subject to earthly laws as she was a being from another world. Yeah, your laws and penalties don't apply to me. I'm not accepting them. I'm sorry. I must go. Thank you. Yeah. Elish de Avalon said, yeah, driving off with the officer's arm caught in her driver's side door. De Avalon was a suspended driver, and that is why she took off, leading Senior Constable Geoff Lamb said. And y'all motherfuckers still got damn witches and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? But, yeah, to summarize for those guys, yeah, I guess I'll give the double whammy. This is for the last two articles for you freaking assholes. You know?
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And for the witch.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know? I mean, come on, people. Jesus. All right, and that will do it, people. 10,007. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Take that eight.
Thank you. Profile views. Wednesday, a.k.a. Weed State Wednesday, man, live right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank y'all. Definitely you, Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? You are a VIP in my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said on the other shows, you know, I wouldn't have had, you know, Cyanide. Well, I might not have. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But I didn't meet Cyanide until, you know what I'm saying, you came along and, you know, brought your family over to my family. And then, you know, y'all created one big, big super family. So, it's been a pleasure, man. And definitely Mr. Cyanide for, you know, stemming beyond the grill. And, you know, really just making this show, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more diverse. You know what I'm saying? That's been one of my major goals, is to add diversity to this world. You know what I'm saying? And debunk the damn black and white issue. You know what I'm saying?
The pleasure is all mine.
And we proved that, man.
Thank you,
man. Yeah, we proved that. Yeah, definitely. And your friends also are damn sure confused, like, how in the hell is he still here? But, yeah, man, it shows that every day, that, you know what I'm saying, motivation and dedication, you know what I'm saying, you know, leads to what we got here. And that's the major goal, man, of togetherness, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to y'all, you know? And that'll be it. We get up out of here, people. One love, much love. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, drink gin, goddammit. That's real.
See you. See y'all tomorrow.
Tomorrow, people, it is going down for Throwdown Thursdays. I'm going to schedule this right now. We're going to have a throwdown. I don't know what the hell kind of throwdown we're going to have, but it's going to be a throwdown.
Show up naked day Thursday? That's how you throw down, baby. That's how you throw it down.
I didn't hear. I thought you said do the show naked day, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
Yes.
It's all good.
All right. I'll private chat you up. Yeah.
Came into this world naked.
That's what I'm talking about. It's back to the womb Thursdays, goddammit.
There you go. Come as you are.
Come as you are Thursdays, you know what I'm saying? We could be on chat roll then.
Dude,
you got to be naked if you want to do chat roll.
For the whole entire 3 minutes.
You know, we're going to be on there, man. It's going down. Yeah. All right, then, people. I will see you all tomorrow. Much love from around the world. And I mean the world. Arrivederci. Ciao, my bella, or something like that. Ciao, my bella.
Ciao, my bella.
Something like that. Yeah, ciao, my belly. Yeah.
How about goodbye?
Yeah, how about that? You know, like, get the fuck out of here. How about that?
Ayanara.
Give you some real Italian. Hey, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. That's real Italian for you, people. You ain't never been cursed out by an Italian. Yeah. All righty then. We're out. Timmy!
Timmy